The topic that bridges the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, which is again we're learning now in the Sugya of Gittin, and also the Yin of Chasana and Shana Vishona, those you know many in the Shir and Stoim Shana Vishona Baruch Hashem. There are a number of Chasanim in the Shir coming up very soon, Eretz Hashem, and everyone in Eretz Hashem at the right time. Bracha that everyone will find in Zibug, and hopefully you remember the message that we're discussing now. So we find regarding Eretz Yisrael the quality of Ahava, Lechiba, as if you could say that the land itself has a personality. Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Shelach, the Smichas of Parshis, the story of Miriam speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe, and how the Meraglim who were sent to spy out Eretz Yisrael didn't learn their lesson. And obviously, at first glance, the comparison is very difficult. It's dissimilar. This is speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu as a human being, and here we're talking about the land. But one of the ideas that Bali Musa say is Eretz Yisrael is not just a land. Eretz Yisrael has a personality. You see how the Sukkim tell us that because of the averos that were committed by those who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the land expelled them. The land, ki'ilu, has to be related to as if it's a human being. And therefore, you don't speak in a bad way about Eretz Yisrael. We had in the beginning of Masechta Gittin, the Tosas quoted the Amoraim who would kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael, the land of the ground of Akko. The Rishonim point out, the Ritva, Kedusha Ritva, and others, that even if you hold that there was no second kibush, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, regarding Akko, but nevertheless, the Chibas Ha'aret, that's the Lashon of the Rishonim, that remains. Even if there was no Kedusha Shnia, so from the perspective of Kedusha Sa'aret, of Mitzvah Satrius Ba'aret, there was no Kedusha, but the Chibas still remained. And use the Lashon of Chibas Ha'aret. We also know that husband and wife, there's a special inyan for the husband to show love. Le'avas ishto kigufo, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Rambam paskins it. The Rav of Yoshe Berer had a very interesting machshava in Drush when he explained in Parashat Shelach, in connection to Parashat Shelach, the mandate of the Meraglim was to see the land. Mahi. And he pointed out that the Gemara says at the beginning of the second paragraph in Kedushin, famous Gemara, that Asa l'adam mekadesh ha'isha ad she'yirena. You can't be mekadesh an isha until you see her first. And the reason is because shema yir ba'davar meguna. Maybe otherwise, if you didn't see her first, maybe it'll be something that will be a turnoff. It is gana olav rachmana ama ve'hafta le'reacha kamocha. We have to recha kamocha means we have to do all we could in advance to see to it that there shouldn't be anything that's going to hit later on that will undermine the ahava. So the Rav used to say, derech adrush probably, that the mission of the Meraglim was to see the land, re'isam es ha'aretz, in the same way that this person is supposed to see the kala before he's mekadesh her. So they're going to Eretz Yisrael, it's like a marriage, and they have to be able to build up the feelings of love, and therefore, at Shirena, they should see the land first. Unfortunately, they failed in their test. They came back with a bad report. Sukkim tell us that the gzera was that that generation would not get to see Eretz Yisrael, but the next generation would. And the Lashna Pasuk is very striking. It says, the next generation, the Yadu es ha'aretz, Hashem ma'astem ba. What is the Lashon? The Yadu es ha'aretz. I once thought the pshat is that we know that the Lashon of Yada can also mean Chiba and Ava, like it says in Parshas Vayera, Hashem says, but Avram ki yadativ, I love him, Lashon Chiba. We know that Yadi is also a Lashon used on the Chibur of Ishvi Ishto, Adam Yadas Chava Ishto, but the Lashon Yada means a sense of connection, a sense of love. And that was what was they failed the test of Meraglim, but the new generation, the Yadu Es Ha'aretz, they will have the love for Eretz Yisrael that you did not have, Hashem Ma'astem Ba. The Gemara in Brachos has a whole list of Amoraim who would add special tchinos at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. One of them is Rav Elezer. Rav Elezer said the following tefillah. Rav Elezer it was. So he had a few things that he said. I want to focus on the first one. He writes Mufanach Hashem Elkeinu, Shetashkein Bipurenu Ava v'achva v'shalom v'meis. You know that expression from, of course, the Shevet Bracha, the Bracha of Asher Bara. But he begins his tefillah with Tashkin b'pureinu. Lashon b'pureinu. What does that mean, b'pureinu? We had Purim not too long ago. What does pureinu mean? Rashi learns pureinu means begoroleinu. You know, pur is a goro. So what exactly does he mean, and why does he use that expression? So I saw very interesting, there's a kuntres I saw called Tzlosei de Rav Elazar. It's all, a whole kuntres to explain this tefillah of Rav Elazar. It's in the back of a sefer called Nachal Shlomo, written by the brother of Asher Arieli, famous, you know, famous Magid Shir that we all are Karas HaTov to, so much in Kal Yisrael, the Torah that's being spread through him. His brother was Rav Shlomo Arieli. He wrote many svarim, and he wrote a volume, many volumes, Nachal Shlomo. One of the volumes he has a kuntres in the back. How I got to it, I don't even remember. But I remember when I saw it, I said, "Let me hold on to this. I never know; I could use it at some point." So here it is. I remember seeing his vart, and I'm using it now. Tzlosei de Rav Elazar, in the very beginning of this kuntres, he analyzes the lashon of Tashkin Bipureinu, the way Rashi learns it, Begoroleinu, and he suggests that the first thing that Rav Elazar was saying was that there should be Shalom Bayis. Because the Shalom Bayis, everything else flows well from that. And we know, he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Sota, the Lashon there is that Ein Mezavgin Lo La'adam Isha El Lefimasav, a person gets a wife based on his Schusim, Shenemar Ki Lo Yanuach Shevet HaResh Al Goral HaTzadikim. The Lashon here is usually Goro. And the Indian is Yanuach is also Lashon of a Shidduch, like it says by Rus, Mitzena Menucha, you should get settled. So Lo Yanuach Al Goral, the idea of a poor as a Goral, is what Elazar was saying was, Shetashkin Bipureinu, the Lashon Avach Shalom Beres is talking about Shalom Bayis, and we should have in our homes Shalom Bayis. That was the first thing that he asked for when he was going on to Mispal for other things. And then Rav Shlomo Arieli goes on and says something fascinating. He points out that we find the same expression, of course, in Sheva Brachas. He says, we know that after Racha Kamocha is a big inyan, and the Gemara mentions it in connection to seeing the wife first in order to know that there'll be Shalom Bayis and it'll be after Racha Kamocha. He says there's a fundamental difference between the after Racha Kamocha between regular people, one Jew and another, our fellow Jew, and the inyan of after Racha Kamocha by husband and wife. And he wants to say as follows, that generally, it's not like, you know, we show love, we feel connection, but it's not like tamid. It's not a constant thing. It's not a geder shvi'ah such a negi tamid. When it comes to husband and wife, whatever we might be doing, but there's a natural feeling of being grounded, being anchored, without hesach hadas. In the same way that you might say, lehavdu to some extent, but not totally, by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's avas Hashem. And Avas Hashem is accompanied by another word, and that word is Dveikus. We find a number of times in Chumash the Torah talks about being Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we also know by a wife, V'tovak B'ishto. What does it mean by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's a pasuk at the end of Parashas Ekev, very end, says there, in Shomer Tishmas Komitzva Azos, Le'Avas Hashem Alkechem, Lo'leches V'chol D'rochav, U'dov Kavo. So there's Ava, and there's Dveikus. So the Ramban there explains, what does Dveikus mean? Shaloti pared machshavtecha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Shivisa Hashem Negdi Tamid, that you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu now as Ava, wherever you are, b'lechtecha baderech, b'shachabacha v'kumecha, that you might be doing whatever you're doing, but you're feeling lefnei Hashem, you're feeling that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a special madrega with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Dveikus. So in a certain way, so he wants to say, Nachal Shlomo, he wants to say that the inyan of Davak B'ishto has that same quality. It's not just stav after Acha Kamocha, it's a feeling of knowing that you have that connection. And whatever you are, whatever you're doing, it's that natural connection of Ava on the level, Ki'ivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Ava and a Dveikus, there's an inyan of Ava and Dveikus for husband and wife as well. And then I was thinking, based on how we began, that Eretz Yisrael has the same quality. Because right after this pasuk that we just quoted, Udav Kabo, is Vahoresh Hashem es ko ha-goyim ve'em lefnechem, v'vishtem goyim, ko ha-mokma shetidroch kaf raglechem bo lechem yiyah, we discussed the sugyas of Surya this week, And that idea of Kibush Eretz Yisrael is mamish mentioned right after this mention of La'avis Hashem L'davka Bo, talks about Eretz Yisrael. And that means that with Eretz Yisrael as well, just like Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tamid, Eretz Yisrael is the ma'on of the Shechina. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests with Shechina. And to be davik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a constant basis, means perhaps to also be davik in connection to Eretz Yisrael. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps it's a lot easier. But Eretz Yisrael should be on our minds and our hearts all the time. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, in Daf Ayin Hey, that the Pasuk says that Echad ha-Dorba, the Echad ha-Noladba, the Echad ha-Mitzapa lir-Osa. That is a Mitzapa lir-Osa. Even if you're not there, but you're Mitzapa for Eretz Yisrael, that's Mechazik the Kesher, that's the union of the Dveikos to Eretz Yisrael as well. I just want to conclude with something very practical that I saw. I was at a chasna just the other night, and I met a very chashuba Tamid Chacham, a ram in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Shragi Neuberger. Maybe people have heard of him. He gives vadin for Shana Vishona, for chasan in Shana Vishona. And I don't know why, he saw me, and he gave me a copy of one of his svarim, two of his svarim, but one of them is this sefer. Kuntris Yo'asei Shalom is his sefer. I haven't gone through it completely yet. But in preparation for today, I opened up to one of the vadin, and this vad is entitled Hasagas Ava Bepu'ulos Tamidios. How does a person get the feeling of love on a constant basis, which is mamish what we're discussing now. And he gives some very practical insights, which I think is just kedai to share. And again, you can extend it and elaborate and apply it. First of all, he points out that the inyan of the Ava is the Ava Tamidis, like you say by Kriya Shema, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yochan am ham yachadim shmo voke b'chol yom tamid pamayim be'ahava shma omim pamayim be'ahava. The idea of tamid being every day. But then from there he says something very fascinating. Derech olam, people express their love when it comes to a special milestone, birthday, chasna, anniversary, whatever. But the main mila of love, especially ben ish l'ishto, is what you do on a regular basis. In the smallest of ways. That shows much more, and that reinforces Ava much more than just finding those special moments. Special moments are good too, but it has to be on a constant basis. And he quotes from Avchatzko Rebenstein, the Mir Mashgiach, that he's speaking to a chassan during Shabbat Brachas, and he says, "How's your Shalom Bayis?" The chassan laughed, "I just got married 3 days ago. How can it not be Shalom Bayis?" So he says, "You have to give a din v'cheshbon and a shalom bayis every single day." That's what he said. And then he quotes from the Mashgiach, the old Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, of David Kornglass, Zechon Abracha, and he said, "B'shem debali Musar," the Yiddish, and I'll translate, "a kleinen mensch, a small person, tut grois zach in amo, does big things, but occasionally. Aber a grois mensch, a big person, tut kleine zach in alamo, does big things all the time." So the difference of small person is to find that special time and to do something big. But really, the love language shouldn't be on those special occasions when you do a lot, but the small things that you do on a regular basis. I think it's a fascinating idea, and I think it's certainly that's something that we can all internalize and recognize the opportunities that we have, certainly with Shana Rishona people, and soon to be Shana Rishona people, soon to be Chassanim, but all of us in the right time. And really, Bechal, in terms of Ava in general, with friends, to recognize that the small things that matter, that they're done on a regular basis, and not do it because you're expecting something in return, because a general sense of gestures, of thoughtfulness. And obviously, ultimately, in terms of Eretz Yisrael, the connection that we have whenever we daven, we think of Eretz Yisrael, there's a connection that's made. There may be certain occasions that we naturally think more of Eretz Yisrael, the Leil HaSeder, Shana Bav Yerushalayim, Yom HaTzmaut, times that we naturally, morally would be inspired, but there should be a connection that maybe should exist on a regular basis. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shvi Yisrael Negi Tamid, so to reinforce the small gestures and the appreciation of the Tamid, and to recognize that that's really where the growth comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the Chassanim, soon to be Chassanim, and all of us in the right time, and all of us in general, the Chizuk, to be able to apply these ideas and these lessons in our life. Amen.